An in-audio production.
Beyond the Bayou. The bayou curved like a crescent around the point of land on which La Falle's cabin stood. Between the stream and the hut lay a big abandoned field where cattle were pastured when the bayou supplied them with water enough. Through the woods that spread back into unknown regions, the woman had drawn an imaginary line, and past this circle she never stepped. This was the form of her only mania. She was now a large, gaunt black woman, past 35. Her real name was Jacqueline, but everyone in the plantation called her La Folle, the fool, because in childhood she had been frightened literally out of her senses and had never wholly regained them. It was when there had been skirmishing and sharpshooting all day in the woods. Evening was near, when Petit Maître, black with powder and crimson with blood, had staggered into the cabin of Jacqueline's mother, his pursuers close at his heels. The sight had stunned her childish reason. She dwelt alone in her solitary cabin for the rest of the quarters that long since been removed beyond her sight and knowledge. She had more physical strength than most men, and made her patch of cotton and corn and tobacco like the best of them. But of the world beyond the bayou she had long known nothing, save what her morbid fancy conceived. People at Bellissime had grown used to her and her way, and they thought nothing of it. Even when old Miss died, they did not wonder that La Folle had not crossed the bayou, but had stood upon her side of it, wailing and lamenting. Petit Maître was now the owner of Bellissime. He was a middle-aged man, with a family of beautiful daughters about him, and a little son whom La Folle loved as if he had been her own. She called him Cherie, and so did everyone else, because she did. None of the girls had ever...